Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning and happy Easter. This is Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. It is Sunday, April 20th, 2025. This is Shaw Gage sitting in with you this morning. Again, happy Easter. The Lord has risen and has conquered death. That's what it's all about, folks. Happy you're with us. Happy to be sitting alongside with you. It's Easter Sunday morning. What does that mean to you? Is it about Easter bunnies? Is it about candy? Is it about Easter egg hunts? Not to me. That's all fun and that's all part of the day with most families, but this is really, as a believer of Jesus Christ, this is what his ministry and his life on this earth was all about, the fulfillment and the sacrifice of what he laid down for you, which was his life. Praise God, the Lord is risen. Happy to be with you on this Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. What another beautiful day here in Sylacauga, Alabama, coming to you from Mix 106.5 on Mixed Sunday Morning, Shaw Gage. We're going to talk about Easter Sunday and what that means. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, on Good Friday, just a few days ago, he hung on a cross, and he lived, or he experienced a very excruciating death and a painful death and a humiliating death for you and for me. We're going to read from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10, and we're going to talk about what's happened 3 days later after he's been crucified. And it says this: "Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, 'They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.' Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going out to the tomb. So they ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also. And he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes." What an amazing scene that must have been. Peter and John, Mary Magdalene, just an amazing scene to come and see, to be expect to see Jesus dead and lying in the tomb, but he is gone and he is risen. We're going to talk more about that this morning. So glad you're with us on this Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Happy Easter, everybody. Glad to be sitting in with you and just talking about, to me, the most important day on the church calendar as a believer in Jesus Christ. And the fact that Jesus overcame death, that's what Easter's all about. Again, it's not about Easter Bunny. It's not about all the candy and the baskets and the Easter egg hunts and the good lunch you're going to have here in just a little bit. It's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I've just been thinking this week, and can you imagine being there in that day as all this is going down? As a follower of Jesus, you've seen him praised and glorified and brought in on Palm Sunday and everybody praising him and laying the palm branches out. And then he's ridiculed and he's humiliated and he's crucified. I mean, the absolute worst way you could possibly die. And it's all in a week's time. The shock and the horror of what has happened to Jesus, it must have been overwhelming. What would you have thought? Would you have been scared, mad, defeated, vengeful? I know I probably would have been all of those, but it's what had to happen. You know, Jesus didn't deserve any of that, yet he continued marching forward. He continued to walk through it. And why did he do that? He did it to show us how much he loves us. You know, he did nothing wrong. He lived a sinless life here on this earth, yet he suffered a horrendous death hanging on that cross so that my sins and your sins and the world's sins could be forgiven. Think about that this morning. I mean, really think about that. If he wasn't the Son of God, if he wasn't the Messiah, why in the world would he do that? The reason he did that was to establish grace. And that's where grace entered the picture. And that grace has been extended to us through God, through Jesus Christ. And you know, all we have to do is accept it and trust him for salvation. I looked it up, the definition, grace, this week. I'm so focused on that word. I love that word, but I just really wanted to understand what the dictionary said about that. And Webster's dictionary states it like this. It says, grace is unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification. Y'all, grace is what it's all about. We can talk about this and doctrines and fancy words and church attendance and how much money I put in the collection plate and how I treat people and all that, but at the end of the day, to me, it's all about grace. Because you know what? There's nothing we can do to earn it. There's nothing we can do to buy it. There's nothing we can do to hang on to it. It's just a free gift that God gave us through his son, Jesus Christ, by placing him on the cross and dying for our sins so that we could spend eternity with him. There had to be a price paid. God doesn't allow sin in heaven. And so if there's no sin in heaven, how are we going to get there? We're all sinners. We all fall short. But there had to be a sacrifice. And God sent Jesus to live a perfect life here on this earth and to be that sacrifice whose blood, and his blood was shed on that cross that day on Good Friday. And he resurrected on the third day. And he overcame death. And he went through all of that because he loves you and he loves me. I'm so thankful for that this morning. So much to talk about here on this Sunday morning. It's Easter. Again, I hope you're doing well this morning. And I just really want you to think about that today. Think about that grace that he extended to you and to me as we hang out together on this Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. Back here with you on Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. This is Shaw Gage. Enjoying being with you on this Easter Sunday morning. What a beautiful day it is out there. Love this time of year, but I love this week of the year because it's what being a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ is all about. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody has it all together. And, you know, we're all walking through this thing called life together and trying to figure it out. So I want to be an encouragement to you and that we can all be an encouragement to each other. But we're talking about Easter Sunday morning, and that's the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what it's all about, where he conquered death. He hung on a cross on Friday, and Sunday morning, he's risen. He is risen indeed. I've been reading through several different stories through different books of the Bible, preparing for this morning's show. And from Luke's account, you know, we're kind of taking it from that viewpoint. It talks about, you know, being Sunday morning, 3 days after the crucifixion, that Mary and Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, mother of James, and some other women, they were going to the tomb with spices for the body of Jesus, you know, I guess just to keep the decomposition and the stench down, if you will. But what do they find to their surprise when they get to the tomb? That the stone has been rolled away and that Jesus is no longer there. And they see two angels, two men in shining garments, which I'm assuming are angels. And the angels ask him, said, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember what he, being Jesus, told you. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again. These women had to be reminded that Jesus told them what had to happen. And when they had that experience, the women ran back to tell the disciples, but they still did not believe. And Peter and John ran to the tomb for themselves, to see it for themselves. And Peter still wasn't grasping it, you know. And he even went into the tomb, and it says that, you know, he went in and he looked around, and he was still trying to figure it out, and he still didn't believe. But it said John, who is the disciple that Jesus loved, it's interesting that in his own book that he writes that. That's how he describes himself. He never describes himself as John, but the disciple that Jesus loved. He went in and saw and immediately believed. And I think that's very interesting. It's like that with us today. You know, some people don't believe, and like those, you know, they just don't believe it until they see it. And I think there's all kinds of people in this world that are like that today. And then some people, they believe it once they see it for themselves. But then again, there's other people that still take more convincing, and you can have those conversations. So my encouragement to you this morning is continue to be present in those conversations. Continue to present the gospel to your friends and family members and whoever God puts in your way. Again, we're all trying to figure this thing out called life together. And it's not us that does the saving. It's not us that, gets people saved. It's the Holy Spirit has to do that. And we just have to be the conduit. You know, like I talked about last week on Palm Sunday, we just have to provide the donkey, right? Like we did on Palm Sunday. Just have to bring Jesus in on that donkey and have him elevated into whatever crowd you're going into, into whatever situation you're going to. Let Jesus be seen, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest. So glad to be a part of this show this morning. It's what the Christian faith is all about. Happy Easter Sunday morning to you. This is Mix Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5. He is risen. He is risen indeed. It's Easter Sunday morning on Mix 106.5. You know, celebrate that this morning. Celebrate the fact that Jesus conquered death. Are you going through something hard this morning, this week, this month, this year? Maybe it's a job loss. Maybe it's a health concern. Maybe you've had a lost family member. Whatever it is, trust in Jesus. You know, that's what he came to do. He came and he lived a selfless, perfect life on this earth. And then he paid the ultimate price for all of us. Because you see, there was no way to get to heaven and be with God for eternity because God doesn't allow sin into heaven. Yet we're sinners. So how do we overcome that? And Jesus gave us that through his son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus bridged that gap by being that sacrifice for our sins. Y'all, it's so not fair. Jesus did deserve to die, yet he not only died for our sins, he willingly went through it. I want to read John 3:16. God laid that on my heart early this morning as I was getting ready for the show, and it just kind of sparked something in me this morning, and I believe the Holy Spirit gave me that, but I wanted to share that. And it's everybody typically knows this verse, but I just want to put it out there. It's John 3:16, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And you know, as I thought about that verse this morning and as I just let it marinate in my heart, I thought about that word gave. You know, that four-letter word is so simple, but it's what we're talking about. It's the whole Easter experience. He gave. He sacrificed his son. I looked up the word gave in the dictionary, and it said this: to put into the possession of another for his or her use. And you know what? That's what God did with Jesus. He gave us Jesus. He gave us that possession of another for our own use. And that own use was for our forgiveness so that we could spend eternity with him in heaven forever and ever. Y'all, it's not just a short-term decision. This is something that, you know, once we pass and we're gone forever. And Jesus wants us to spend eternity with him. And he wants to come into our lives, and he wants that relationship with us. And all we have to do is say yes. You know, God gave us his son, G-A-V-E. He gave him to us. Y'all, this is where grace was born. That's what it's all about. It's all about that grace that God bestowed on us through Jesus Christ, and the shedding of his blood on that Good Friday when he died an excruciatingly painful death on the cross. And then on the third day, he arose again and he conquered death. Think about that this morning. Think about what that sacrifice was. Think about that grace that God extended to you and he extended to me. I know I'm thankful for it. And I just want to encourage others and let them know whatever they're going through, it's going to be okay because God's grace is bigger than it all. You know, I don't deserve salvation. I don't deserve to spend eternity with him forever and ever. But that's the beauty of grace. You know, there's nothing I can do to earn it. There's nothing I can do to buy it. There's nothing I can do to retain it. All I have to do is just say yes. Yes, Lord, I accept. I pray that you'll do that this morning. If you've never done that, just have a conversation with him and say, "Yes, Lord, I'm in. I accept your grace, and I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, and I want to be all in," and see what he does in your life. I'm so thankful to be sitting in with you this morning. This is Shaw Gage on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Thanks for listening this morning. You know, we're talking about the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ on this Sunday morning, and that's what it's all about. You know, don't take it for granted. We all get fired up about Easter, especially when we're kids. I know I did. But you know what? It's not about the Easter bunny. It's not about the candy and the Easter egg hunts and the family pictures at the lake and the ham or fried chicken lunch you might be having later today. It's about Jesus Christ dying on the cross to cover our sins and the resurrection that he had 3 days later. And he conquered death. He gave it all so that we could have it all too. And all he wants is just a personal relationship with you. You know, your parents can't do it for you. Your friends can't do it for you. Your preacher can't do it for you. Your coworkers can't do it for you. Only you can do it for you. You know, I was about 20 years old, and I was sitting down with my parents, and I was a good person. I gave money when I could to the church. I showed up, had good attendance on Sundays, even though I might have been partying the night before, and I was as lost as last year's Easter egg when you get right down to it. And I remember my parents sitting down with me and said, Shaw, do you understand that it's about your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ? And it hit me right between the eyes. And that's the moment of accountability that I realized that's what it's all about. Nobody can do this for me. I've got to do it on my own. And I committed right there, right that night, just sitting in the living room with my parents. And I said, yes, I want that. I want that relationship with him. And you know what? I asked him in and I said, Lord, I want you to take control of my life. And he did. And I'm so thankful for that. And my prayer for you this morning is that if you haven't ever made that commitment, if you've never heard that, just ask him. Just tell him, Lord, I want that relationship with you. And, you know, people get intimidated about prayer and say, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. Yes, you can. It's just like having a conversation with your friend or your family member or a coworker. Just tell him. Just say it out loud or say it silently in your heart and just say, Lord, here's my struggles. Here's my concerns. Here's my praises. And he can hear you. And I guarantee you, when you start talking to him, he's going to start moving in your life. Tell him again. Tell him your needs. Tell him your struggles and ask him to help you. And I guarantee you that he will. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Shaw Gage. We'll be back here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you guys this morning on Mix Sunday Morning. Happy Easter, everybody. Thanks for listening. You know, as a follower of Jesus Christ, this is the most exciting day of the year. It represents what Jesus Christ's life and ministry was all about as he walked this earth. You know, he lived a sinless, blameless life. Yet he continued marching forward, and he laid down his life for us, and he shed his blood on that cross in a horrific way so that we would not be separated God forever. And it's just so cool because it's God's extensions of grace. You know, this is really when grace became the new way. And it's not about law anymore. It's not about the legalism. It's not about the church attendance. It's not about how much money I put in the offering plate. Now, as a believer, I think those things are important, but that's not what saves you. It's all God's grace is what saves you, and all you've got to do is accept it. You know, years ago, I had somebody tell me that. It's like, if I gave you a present on your birthday, you wouldn't try to pay me for that. Give me $20, $50, because then it's not a gift anymore. And that's what God's grace is all about. It's a free gift, and there's nothing we can do to earn it or to expect it. We've just got to accept it. You know, my challenge to you today is just rest in the true meaning of Easter and take some time to reflect on it and what that means to you. I go back to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Reach out with that to somebody today. Pick up the phone. Call them, go walk next door, have a conversation, encourage someone today and let them know that it's all going to be okay and that Jesus loves them and here's what he did for you and here's what he did for me. And know that he loves you. And remember, we can change the world one conversation at a time, and it starts with you. Happy Easter, everybody. I'll see you next week. Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.